knowing well to whom they belong.
Isha by the Lord, avasyam controlled, idam this, sarvam all, yat kincha, whatever. You notice word kinchit? Hindi, Marathi, no, kinchit. But when yat kinchit, it means whatever. Jagatyam, within the universe. Jagat, all that is animate or inanimate. Like in Marathi we say jagna, jagne, to live. So jagata, which is inanimate, animate or inanimate. Tena by him, tyaktena, tyaktva deham, tyaktva, given up, tyaktena, set apart, kota, bhunjitha, bhunjanevam sadatmanam, bhunjan is to eat. Bhunjate togam papa, ye pachanti atma karanat. Bhungte bhojate chaiva. So bhunje is to eat. You should accept. Ma, don't. Grida, endeavor to gain. Kasya swit of anyone else, dhanam, wealth. Just see how the language has changed. From Mangalacharan is just a way of prayer. But now the Ishvaparishad, this Upanishad starts talking business. Isha means Pramod. Isha matlab kon? Isha matlab Lord. Isha ka aur meaning kya hai? Narari Prabhu. Controller. Isha means controller. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. Ye duniya mein do hi cheeze hain. Animate is living, inanimate is non-living. Simple. Koi third hai? Any third experience of something which is neither animate nor inanimate? And don't go by the political form. Simple, technical understanding. Only two. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself. So therefore, this Upanishad is telling us, take only things which are necessary for yourself, which are set aside as his quota, which is kept for you as your quota. Quota? Quota system, college admission, sabko malum hoga. SC, ST, OBC, EBC. So, Quota, fixed quota, reservation quota. Quota is kept for you. And one should not accept other things knowing well to whom they belong. Perhaps you may go in some railway station and there is this thing. Have you seen a sign like this anywhere? Especially where there are plots near railway line and there will be something. What does it mean? That somebody is saying that this, they have put it somewhere, the railway line going here. And he's saying this property is mine. I have the papers. And trespassers, one who trespasses means one who passes without any proper pass. Even if you walk on it, even if you come and try to do something here, trespassers will be prosecuted. They will be brought before law. They won't be allowed. So, someone, if he challenges, you say everything belongs to God. God is the owner of everything. Where is such a sign in this world that the Himalayas belong to Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mr. Krishna Ji Vasudev Ji Yadav? K.V. Yadav is our God. Is it so? Mukkam Post, Mathura Vrindavan, District Mathura, UP. We don't see anything like that. This place, human beings work by this kind of sign language. I have to show my control. And people say God is not in control in this world, because one plain common sense reason is, hey, Bhagwan ne apna koi party lagaya nahi kidhar. You went to Himalayas, there is no board anywhere. You go to the depths of the Pacific Ocean, wahan bhi koi board nahi hai. You go in the air, the Russians had sent one cosmonaut in space. So that man is out in space, from there he is talking to his people. I am at the highest level, no man has gone ever before, higher than me. And my conclusion is, where is this God of yours? I can't see him. It is comparable to somebody going in a big skyscraper office and saying, I am gone from the top floor to the bottom floor. Where is the company director here? Where is his office? Suppose the bada boss, big boss will come, big boss will come. Where is the big boss? So this is the problem with your Pratyaksha Praman. Remember, Pratyaksha Praman is the easiest, is the closest at hand, but it fails. So the Upanishad, the very first basic understanding is the Upanishad Kar, whoever that sadhu must be, telling actually animate or inanimate that is within the universe. Some temporary controller, but there is also an owner. So here he is saying both are one. This sign is already there all over the world. In fact, it should be and this property sign is over this whole globe. All the waters and everywhere. And not just this one. This Upanishad is talking only of one universe, because our level now is just to understand one level universe first. Then Krishna will claim everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, later Bhagavad Gita. But this is something very limited for one universe. So, Prabhupada begins the purport now. Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down through the perfect disciplic succession of spiritual masters, beginning with the Lord Himself. Ek mic, kiske paas mic hai? You read? First paragraph. Read loud and clear.
Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down to the perfect disciplic succession of spiritual masters, beginning with the Lord Himself. Since He spoke the first word of Vedic knowledge, the source of this knowledge is transcendental. The words spoken by the Lord are called apaurusheya, which indicates that they are not delivered by any mundane person. A living being who lives in the mundane world has four defects. First, he is certain to commit mistakes. Second, he is subject to illusion. Third, he has a propensity to cheat others. And fourth, his senses are imperfect. No one with these four imperfections can deliver perfect knowledge. The Vedas are not produced by such an imperfect creature. Vedic knowledge was originally imparted by the Lord into the heart of Brahma, the first created living being, and Brahma in his turn disseminated this knowledge to his sons and disciples who have handed it down through history.
Good. So, This is like a repeat of the lecture which Prabhupada gave. A Paurusheya. Purush. Notice the word Purush. Purush is a word which is used fairly regularly in our Vedic Vedas. Who is Purush? Male. Then, enjoyer. Human. Purush is controller. Purush mainly deals with masculinity, male or the enjoyer. Stands for both the Jiva as well as Supreme Lord. So here, it says Purusheya, that means not by any human being. With knowledge is knowledge which cannot be produced by any human being. Therefore it is called a Purusheya. Prabhupada makes it very clear, not delivered by any mundane person. Mundane also means of this world. Four defects. Any confusion about that? Any problems? Any questions? So, Vedic knowledge was originally imparted by the Lord into the heart of Brahma, the first created living being, and Brahma in his turn disseminated his knowledge to his sons and disciples who have handed it down through history. Jagannath Prabhu reads second paragraph, page 18, from the word since.
Since the Lord is Purnam, all perfect, there is no possibility of His being subjected to the laws of material nature, which He controls. However, both the living entities and inanimate objects are controlled by the laws of nature and ultimately by the Lord's potency. This Ishopanishad is part of the Yajurveda and consequently it contains information concerning the proprietorship of all things existing within the universe.
Thank you. Note down this point, underline this, write down this statement. That the Lord is Purnam, underline the last part, the Ishopanishad is part of Yajurveda and consequently therefore, that means it contains information concerning the proprietorship of all things existing within the universe. Who actually controls? Is developing the point. The Lord is Purnam, all perfect. There is no possibility of His being subjected to the laws of material nature which He controls. This is a classic Prabhupada example. This fellow has his dog and he is taking him. Controller? Both? In our case, you own the dog, paid for it. When the dog passes some stool, at least in America and many other countries, by there is a special thing you take out from your pocket. It's carry all that. Then you remove it. So now everything is here. Tie it up. Put it in your pocket. And then you go again. Because in some cities with 300, 500,000 dogs, who will carry all that stool on the street? So this, urine is allowed. Urine the sun takes care. This kind of controllership is not real controllership. Where the object of your ownership acts against you. So when you say the Lord is Purnam, Prabhupada is saying There is no possibility of his being subjected to the laws of material nature which he controls. So perfect means the laws don't control you. You control the laws. Any questions about? Okay. Nandan ji, read third paragraph, since starting with the Lord's proprietorship.
The Lord's proprietorship over everything within the universe is confirmed in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that is 7.45, where para and apara, prakriti, are discussed. The elements of nature, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, all belongs to the Lord's inferior material energy, apara prakriti. Whereas the living being, the organic energy, is his superior energy, para prakriti. Both of these prakritis or energies are emanation from the Lord, and ultimately he is the controller of everything that exists. There is nothing in the universe that does not belong either to the para or the apara prakriti. Therefore, everything is the property of the Supreme Being.
Thank you. Now, Prabhupada is very intelligently developing the idea of how the control is affected, how the control takes place. So, 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita 7.4. Gita 7.4 is Umida punalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme binna prashtada. And 5 is apareyamitas tvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabaho jayedam dayate jagat. 4 says earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, altogether these 8 constitute my separated material energies. And then the Lord says, besides these, O mighty armed Arjun, there is another superior energy of mine which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature. So the Lord establishes 2 energies, para, apara. Para means superior. Apara is the 8 inferior energies. So if it is a fact that this world contains only these 2, this world contains only 2 energies, and Krishna says, I control both. Just see how that links. Now there is no more explanation necessary that there can be something which is not controlled by Krishna. See, the whole point of repeating so many basic things is, there is no chance something is there which cannot be controlled by Krishna. Now, interesting part. Adas Prabhu, read the second para of page 19. Starting with because the Supreme Being. Whatever it is, because the Supreme Being say.
The Supreme Being, the absolute personality of Godhead, is a complete person and he has complete and perfect intelligence to adjust everything by means of his different potencies. The Supreme Being is often compared to fire, and everything organic and inorganic is compared to the heat and light of the fire. Just as fire distributes energy in the form of heat and light, the
The Lord displays His energy in different ways. He thus remains the ultimate controller, sustainer and dictator of everything. He is the knower of everything and the benefactor of everyone. He is full of all inconceivable potencies, power, wealth, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation.
Further understanding of how the Lord controls, the Supreme Being is often compared to a fire, and everything that is organic and inorganic is compared to heat and light of that fire. Anyone knows the Vishnu Puran verse? Eka desha sthitasya agner jyotsna vistarini yatha parasya brahmana shaktis yayedam akilam jagat. Bhagavad Gita, in the later chapters, I forget the exact chapter, you will find it in the index of verses quoted, not in the index of verses of the Gita. Okay, you find out and tell us. So here again Prabhupada says, He remains the ultimate controller, sustainer, dictator of everything. Next paragraph 19. One should therefore be intelligent enough to know that except for the Lord, no one is a proprietor of anything. One should accept only those things that are set aside by the Lord as his quota. Now comes the problem of, or the understanding of, who decides my quota? Theek hai, quota wota sab theek hai. Who decides? So, the quota is boss, big controller. And Prabhupada gives such a common sense, simple understanding. Gives milk. But she does not drink that milk. She eats grass and straw. And her milk is designated as food for human beings. Such is the arrangement of the Lord. Thus we should be satisfied with those things He has kindly set aside for us, and we should always consider to whom those things we possess actually belong. Now, there is a big debate nowadays. There are some people who are called vegans. V-E-G-A-N, vegans. And they say that we should not even drink milk because it is cruelty. The milk is actually meant for the calf. That is not true. The calf cannot drink all the milk. In fact, it is bad for the calf. It drinks too much milk. It may die. So, the ideal way is when you want to milk a cow, you bring the calf is given some milk satisfactorily, then the calf is taken away, and then the milk is taken for, Prabhupada is saying it is food for the human beings. But just in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam, during the Samudra Manthan Leela, there's a nice purport which Prabhupada says, how the demons go exactly against the Vedic injunctions. In the Vedas it is said, milk is good, they say milk is bad. The Vedas say lust is bad, they say success is good. They say pride is bad, they say pride is good. Exactly opposite conclusions. And they have the reasoning also. Like they say ghee is bad, ghee causes a heart attack. But which ghee is bad? If you take a commercial process, that ghee is bad. The milk which is obtained by this slaughterhouse industry is always bad. Milk which is cooled and preserved is bad. It's a fact. But not milk which is obtained by the time-honored process. So, such is the arrangement of the Lord. Thus we should be satisfied with those things He has kindly set aside for us, and we should always consider to whom those things we possess actually belong. Vasudeva Prabhu, read paragraph on page 20 of my book at least. Take for example, that is a beginning line. Take for example. Read the paragraph starting with take for example. Give the mic to Vasudeva Prabhu.
Take for example our dwelling, which is made of earth, wood, stone, iron, cement and so many other material things. If we think in terms of Sri Vishwa Ganesha,
We must know that we cannot produce any of these building materials ourselves. We can simply bring them together and transform them into different shapes by our labor. A laborer cannot claim to be a proprietor of a thing just because he has worked hard to manufacture it.
Exactly. If tomorrow our all these bhais, they come and say, ye humne banaya hai, hamara hai ho. All this construction is ours because we made it. What will we say? The nonsense, we are our client. We are the owners. We gave you contract. So just because you see something, you cannot claim it. And you may feel amused. All throughout history, the white man especially, white men came to America and Columbus took the flag of his queen, Isabella of Spain, and put it in the Red Indian land and saying, in the name of my queen and God, I claim all this land. What? I have discovered this land. So they say, we are living here for the last 10,000 years. So this whole idea of proving your proprietorship only when you see such board is a typical Western concept. Until that is there, we cannot give up the idea of enjoying this world. The whole way of Western discoveries, their teaching, their process, their leaders, everything is saturated with this idea that if you find something, you control that. If there is nobody who can challenge your ownership, it is yours. Which is... Give example.
Hare Krishna. The Antarctic at the South Pole also, they just went there, they said it is ours, and there is a fight
Antarctica.
Now.
Yes, Antarctica.
Although nobody inhabits there, still they claim.
So now, everybody just get up on your place, raise, loudly chant, go, all the sleep will go away. Good. Now, from next time, gap, I have to go to some, attend some, tomorrow there is no class. Wednesday we'll have to ready, please. On mantra 1 and the previous invocation, we'll be given group tasks. It'll be nice, some fun games, kits, role play, music, dance, whatever it can be, painting. We'll give you all the means necessary for it. Think, give examples of today's civilization which is blindly trying to control Krishna's property. We'll just note it down, then you can describe what it is. This will be most useful for your preaching. Yes? Huh? Visa. What else? Provided we agree that they went there. Huh? What law? No, be specific. Like he said, visa laws or patent laws. Think, don't worry. Yes, what? GM crops. Maybe one or two more to round it up. Yeah, it comes in patents. euthanasia, how it is?
Good point.
That comes in the law. LOC. LOC, airspace, all relating to defense and... Okay, ocean. Exclusive economic zone. Test tube babies. Sorry? Test tube babies, cloning. Yeah, muscling either. Well, in that way you can total everything, but see where it is specifically the mood is to thwart, disregard the ownership. That's the whole point of this verse. Okay, we find something to tell later. So we discuss the example of Columbus. Antarctica. Can you explain? Radhavallabha.
This place they discovered, I think, last century. Nobody was going there. So once they went, they thought there is a lot of treasure below this crust of ice. So they started doing research, and before anything found, they started claiming the land, because they thought if something is found, and if you don't claim the ownership, then we may lose it. So they started dividing that whole area among those people who, then those who came next, they started their own area, mentioned this is our area, like that.
So in the name of knowledge, scientific discovery, expansion of knowledge, what we find is 19th, 20th and 21st century man just behaving like a low class thief. Just going in somebody's area, like if some landlord has huge estate and then he finds out at the corner of one estate somebody's put up a house. So he said, nobody came here for the last 1 month, so I thought that I can just put it up here. Prabhupada gives an example. If this is the class, the doors are closed and the class is over, and I find a gold wristwatch here, what should be the first thing a gentleman will think? He will ask, hey Prabhus, there's a gold wristwatch found here. Has anybody lost it? Or if he finds the initials there, VDD, maybe Vittal Devdas, yeah, he's raising his hand. So, please collect the watch later, I'll give it to you. So the initial means something must be there. But Prabhupada says the first instinct in a gentleman is to do some research, ke kiska hoga ye? I should spend some time now trying to find out who the owner is. And he says, this particular thing is not taught in any school, in any college, in any branch of knowledge and learning. That is the biggest fault. Because these leaders are thieves themselves. They just want to make sophisticated thieves of their own wards or followers or disciples or students. So ekke baad badte, this thing goes on. Yes. Loudly, loudly. Here is some insider news from IITs.
In IIT, one famous professor was there in physics department. So he was telling that to expand science means to know how to exploit more and more the nature. If you can better exploit, you are the better scientist, he was saying.
See, good, I didn't go to IIT. But I am the same thing was taught, no problem. There was a different flavor of Maya. IIT, IIM, MBA, same thing. You should agree with that. So sad, it is very sad. So do you think a society of thieves will prosper anywhere, anyhow? So Ishopanishad, in fact, it kills the thief in you. One line definition of Ishopanishad. It kills the thief. inside us. It destroys the exploiter within us. Patent, such a nonsensical thing. For those, I'll just giving one line information what these are. If you want more information, you can contact me later for your preaching, or contact those devotees who know it better. They said that every new thing, whether it is organically grown or manufactured by human beings, if you want to sell it, you should tell us who holds the patent. So, for filing a patent, the fees are something like $75,000. So some guy in America, he grew turmeric, haldi. And he said, I have grown this, I want patent on this. So I said, okay, we'll see. And then they waited, 6 months ka waiting hai, aise time hota hai. Anybody against his claim, come within 6 months. Now you think India's farmer with only a dhoti around his waist will have $70,000, so many dollars to go and file the suit, be present in the court. So, in absentia, they say, okay, nobody came here. This watch was there, I keep it in my pocket, all of you go out. Anybody's watch here? Anybody lost a watch? Anybody lost a watch? I said, okay, I asked 3 times, nobody said, so it's mine. Like in our Panchatantra, there is a fox which goes to a cucumber patch. Kakdi ka khet mein jata hai, ek lomdi. And he says, I am a gentleman, I am not supposed to eat from anybody's field, you know. I have to ask permission. So, if there is somebody who doesn't want me to eat this cucumber now, will immediately come up and tell me not to do so. Okay, nobody has come, so I think there is permission for me to eat it. You can't have this kind of laws, this kind of behavior, and have society grow. Visa generally means, don't come here, don't go there, this is our land. Like Prabhupada says, you go to some gully at night. What do they get? They get exclusive worldwide rights to sell that particular thing. And if somebody else is selling it, they can prosecute you. For example, National Panasonic tape recorders or MP3 players, if somebody in Ullasnagar also starts National Panasonic, they may be doing already, but if somebody does it, they have a right to stop them. You can't sell it under my name. Walkman is like a patented product, patented name. If you say, iska char Xerox banao, if the company decides, they may put you in jail. So don't use the word Xerox. Xerox is a patented name. You would photocopy it. Xerography is the actual name. Xerox is a patented name. Well, Haldi, Haldi has healing properties. Why? You are saying, why Haldi? There are many others. Haldi is one of them. And one lady fought it. So now Haldi is depatented. If you say that I am making this particular chewing gum and I want to patent it, and somebody says my grandfather was making this for the last 150 years, how can you patent it? So if he proves it, your patent is lost. Patent means something new has to be shown, and I am the originator of that process. So when Indian farmers were laughing that हमारे 2000 साल से इधर बन रहा है हल्दी, and this idiot is saying that he has patented हल्दी, how is it possible? So they threw it. LOC, airspace, ocean, exclusive economic zone, these are various ways in which countries show that they are actually thieves, just exploiting material nature. What is EZ, Pandit ji? Within one particular area, no other country can do any fishing or whatever. Airspace. India says, ye jahan upar 100 mile tak space air hamara hai. I mean, how you can control it, you really don't know. But any other plane comes, they'll shoot it down. Flag on the moon. Provided they have gone to the moon, they put the American flag there. GM crops, genetically modified. Genetic genes are the ways in which, are the things which actually make something grow. we also have genes. So, for example, there is Bendy and there is a GM Bendy. So the problem of the GM Bendy is that GM Bendy seed will not grow any other Bendy. That seed is gone. You have to again buy the same seed from the same company. That is one disadvantage. And secondly, once you start growing that particular, let's say Monsanto is a company, if you buy Monsanto seeds, GM Bendy, in your 25 acres, if any other seed comes there, it will destroy it. So for the next eternity, you and your family will become sole clients of that company only. Just see the mood, just see the understanding. Previously in India, there were more than 10,000 varieties of rice. 10,000 potatoes, more than 4,000 or 5,000. It's called a grain, it's called a strain. S-T-R-A-I-N. Different strains of different crops. So what would happen is, once you start growing a crop and some locust or some insect it attacks it. So next year you put another strain. Next year another strain. Next year another strain. So therefore, all those who came to India, they never said there was a drought here, there was a this there, there was a that there. For the last 2000 years, till almost the 12th or 13th century, every foreign traveler, you know any names who came to India? Yuan Sang, Fa Hin, Marco Polo, who else? Many came. Vasco da Gama. Many of them wrote their accounts, what they saw in India. And almost all their details are filled with massive temples, big, big marketplaces, and profuse food distribution everywhere. Food distribution everywhere. Almost every alternate is some festival. Ya to Shiva temple, ya Vishnu temple, ya Durga temple, ya A temple, O temple. Somewhere, but somebody is coming and saying, okay, free prasadam today. They said, how this land can grow so much? And what variety? Why? Because everything was plenty, and this is not the real Vedic India. This is like a third class Xerox copy of something. 3000 years after Kali Yuga. Just imagine what it must be before. So therefore, we really can't even imagine what treasures and everything were there. And at that time also the mood was not to just keep everything. Seeds were stored, they were distributed free of charge. Now there will be seed banks. You go and buy something for a limited use, just like softwares. What they do is, they say this software remains our property forever. You know this? Some specific software, they say you never can own it. You are just a licensed user. Your proprietorship is limited to that particular thing functioning for you. Never actually you can own it. It is always our property. Same thing coming. Euthanasia means mercy killing. This is my body, I want to kill myself. It's troubling me. It's a big topic, we'll just not touch more. Test tube babies and cloning. All similar ways which says that this point of Prabhupada, a laborer cannot claim to be a proprietor of a thing just because he has worked hard to manufacture it. Huh? Yeah, abortion also. Going very deep into something. Last 10 minutes. We'll just analyze this statement. A laborer cannot claim to be a proprietor of a thing just because he has worked hard to manufacture it. Let's take the example of, say, this cabinet, this TV cabinet. Who or what is used in making a wooden cabinet? Wood is first thing. Nails. Huh? Sock. Saw. Paid? Tools. Okay, all tools. adhesive, that is what we call. What else? Paint, varnish, etc. Somebody said skills? What else? Okay, wheels, caster. Energy. Money. Or? Lock. Design? What? Time. Rain? You said rain? Brain. Okay, brain comes in energy, brain. Space? What? Hinges? Hinges aa gaya na? What else? Labor aa gaya. Okay, if you have something else, talk later. Now this is not just a... See, for one simple wooden cabinet, so many things are involved. For this whole material creation, kitna lagta hoga phir? Now go very deep into something. Analyze these things from 7.4 and 7.5. Tell me whether something is para or apara. Lock. Skills. Energy, brain. Money. Design. But computers can design, isn't it? Computers can design. No, he's saying no. Good, he's converted. Time. Time is para. Hinges are para. Labor? Para. Space? Electricity? Okay. So where does the point of... let's calculate only the para ones. Krishna says specifically about what does he do? What is Krishna's contribution to skills, energy, brain, time, labor? Krishna gives. Give me the specific verse. Okay, we can say Vibhuti Mat. But I don't think a wooden cabinet may be Vibhuti, but we will take it. He says Rajur is grand or something splendorous. Sorry, yes. Chaham. He gives knowledge. What else? He's on something very specific. वो तो बहुत जिटेल हो गए, बड़ा हो गया, ब्रॉड हो गया.
I am the rasogam apsu kaunte, the last word is paurusham drishu. I am the ability in man.
Good, ability comes from. Give me a good hand. Paurusham drishu. There is another verse which is even more specific. Okay, balam balavatam. Then another line, more specific. Exactly, buddhir buddhimatam asmi. Another line. Correct. Tejas Tejas Vinamaham, Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi, Balam Balavatam Chaham. So bacha kya fir? What is the man's contribution? That apara only, which is the most important part, we all agree, nails and everything is like chavannika, four anas, five anas, labor, time, design, energy, brain, skills. This is the deciding factor. And these, if the living entity says, I do these things, it is all borrowed capital. So we take things from material nature, we take the apara things from Krishna, we just assemble it. So what is our claim? A machine operator, a lathe operator, like a soap factory, somebody who starts the machines, he comes early morning, puts on his overalls, puts on his work clothes, clack, ding, 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 he's starting the whole machinery. At the end of the month, what is his claim on? Salary. But what does salary actually mean in Ishwaprasad term? Now you got it. So, come here, we manipulate things, we do everything. And who sets aside his quota for the laborer, for the lathe operator? His authorities. They say if you work, your salary is assured. We should know from your supervisor. Remember the word supervisor. Super is above. What is doing? Did you come on time every day of the month? Any dandy? All that is adjusted. According to he is rewarded by giving him his quota, which is set aside. I worked here so much because of being this managing director, so much money. They say, this is not your quota. Thing. Who thinks the quota is set aside. This is a very big chapter. I mean, very big point later. Questions, comments, suggestions? Yes.
In the, this estate business, there is a law that if you stay in a apartment for more than 10 years and pay rent, that apartment can belong to you. So, it's a...
Yeah, it's also like that. Again, if you stay there, if you... He's giving an example for this quota system. No, not quota system, the proprietorship. If you stay in a place for more than 10 years, then you're entitled to claim that as your own. Good. Any other point? Just a moment. First he, then Radhika Vallabh Prabhu. Yeah.
Can you just repeat the last point? What if somebody works, you get a quota?
If somebody works at a particular situation and he is just using para and apara shakti, which is not his own, it is proved. So all he can claim is his salary. He cannot claim ownership over the machinery or what is produced of it. We know in our own daily experience. Similarly, if man, human society, works in this material world, manipulates things, we will do that. Because that is what the jiva will do here. But if he claims everything wholesale, problem start. Already he is in a problem of enjoying Krishna's energy. But when he starts claiming it as his own, then it becomes bigger problem. It's like somebody is throwing stones and getting imli from a tree that itself is not his. But then he starts claiming this tree is mine. That means he's a bigger thief. You see? Yes, Radhika Vallabh Prabhu.
The Krishna is classified as material energy, and in the material energy, three subtle elements are coming: mind, intelligence, false ego, and the five grass. But in the previous verse, the 24 elements of material nature are there. So, because here in the Bhagavad Gita, only eight of them are mentioned. The senses and all, do they come under these things only? Or
I didn't understand your question.
In the previous verse, you talked about the 24 elements of material nature.
Correct.
So, but here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the material energy comprises of these 8 elements.
Yes.
So those 24 elements, some of those elements, do they come under these 8 elements? Because those 24 elements comprise the entire material energy. These 8 elements also comprise the entire material energy.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting. Is he asking that the senses? Yeah, the 8 were there, no? These 24 contain the 8.
Apart from that, there were some more elements. Apart from those 8 elements, there are 16 more elements in those.
Yeah, those 16 were the senses. Okay. Working senses, knowledge gathering senses, the sense objects, those 15. Plus this, Are you asking if the time and soul also is considered material?
No, those 16 elements, do they, because these, anything which is there in this material world should come under these 8 elements. So, those 16 elements, the spice, working senses, knowledge acquiring senses.
Yeah, they come. Okay. That's a big topic. In the third canto, Prabhupada says, the big acharyas have not yet, do not yet come to a conclusion as to what is what. See, the soul is like a prisoner in a jail. His parents think he is my son. So he belongs to the outside, outward free society, right? If somebody's parents stay in Andheri and he is staying in Arthur Road jail, so his parents say, he is my son, this is his room. But the jail warden says, he is kaidi number 511 and he is in cell number 21. So both claim him, which is a fact. When will only one party claim him? When he finally decides, kahan jaane ka hai? If he goes out of the jail, then the jailer's control over him is finished. Then even if he meets him on the street, he says, hey, paso gaya ra. Hey, paso gaya ra. Now I am free. I have served my sentence, now there is no more control of you. So similarly, when the jiva, after doing bhakti, he comes out of the control of maya, even if you meet maya devi somewhere, you don't need to hide from her.
Durga devi is here.
She, without your prison uniform, this body, you can go straight up to her. No, time is not exactly absent in the spiritual world. Time acts as a background setting for the leelas. That is how it is absent. Its controlling factor is absent in the spiritual world. Time has to be there. Day comes into becomes night, night becomes day. Time helps the leela of Krishna. Here time has his own leela. He brings somebody up, brings somebody down. That's the whole thing. Yes. We are technically finished. Somebody has any service, they are welcome to leave.
This is a doubt regarding previous classes. Because you said this three aspects of absolute truth is very important. Now when a person who realizes Brahman, okay, we say, he goes to spiritual world, merges with Brahman. But it is said the Paramatma is only within this creation. So what happens to the people or yogis who achieve this Paramatma realization? If they go to spiritual world, he is not there. So how to understand this thing?
Big question. If somebody is a Paramatma realized yogi, he can't go to the spiritual world because there is no Paramatma there. Brahman wala kam se kam Brahman mein jata hai. So where does the Paramatma Vadi go? The answer is, the Paramatma, the one who meditates on Paramatma, he has not yet decided to become a servant of the Lord in the full sense. He is worshipping the localized aspect of Krishna. For the Brahmavadi, there is no personality. Brahmavadi means he is against any personal conception. Brahmavadi means somebody who is fed up living in a crowded city like Bombay. He says, give me some place like our people went to Tapovan or Badrinath somewhere. And he sits there, 10 kilometers and nobody is here. Peace. No trains, no buses, no honking, no construction, nothing. No problem. So he can enjoy it. But he can enjoy it only till the point that that negative influence of crowd is there in his mind. On the 101st day, he may feel that friend was very nice friend, you know, actually. On the 1001st day, he may say, "Bahut yaad aata hai ghar ka." Maybe I will write a letter saying that, "My dear Papa, I am in Vadirnath, I am very happy." He will not go, but the procedure started. Again, that attachment for association and everything. And when that attachment becomes so thick, he says, "Oh, I'm taking the next train and coming home." So he comes home and he says, "So happy to be with people. Ah, I'm really happy." So the whole cycle begins again. Same thing. You're fed up of association. You go to a place that no association. Then you desire some association. Come back. Anartha yushmat angraya. You don't have fixed attachment to Krishna lotus feet. You come down. But Paramatmavadis are a different type of transcendentalists, who are basically attached to the mystic siddhis. They have no conception of a spiritual world, an existence where there are services, there is a Lord, 24 hour a day service is given there. See, 24 hour service is like a horror story for Brahmavadis or anybody. 24 hours, serve him? Like whenever he rings the bell, I should be there? So they are basically enjoyers. They are ashanta because their desires are still there. So don't worry where Paramatmavadis go. They go to the place where yogis are situated. Some of the third class of those lowest class Paramatmavadis who have some siddhis, they go to South India and start hospitals and engineering colleges and show some miracles. They become gods. They really don't know how things are happening through their hands. But the meter is ticking. When the whole meter is over, then they can raise their hands as many times, nothing will happen. Do they go to Satyaloka? See, does everybody who pass 12th standard goes to IIT? No! That is the basic qualification, we have to pass the entrance exam. So similarly, of all the aspiring yogis, the best of those can only go to Satyaloka. Where you will find everybody flying, somebody just, I don't know what they do there, but that's what they do. They just exhibit their skills and they are happy. But the urge to show your skill to others doesn't go away. It's like you are a magician. You won't be happy in a closed room performing magic tricks. Here is a real life story from Badrinath.
So we interviewed many Naga Babas, that we told them we are coming from Bombay. So we are taking their interviews and we found them to be very arrogant, harsh, rude. Whatever the tapasas they are doing, they are becoming more hard just by staying there.
So it's a fact.
There is one fellow, he said, "I am the only Barfani Baba." So we went to another, he said, "No, I am the only one." So we met like this many, they say, "No, I am the top."
So what Baba? Way,
Barfani. Barfani means one who can live despite all ice falling and all. So he's...
So Barfani
the,
Baba.
Yeah, he should be there for 10 to 12 years in the ice. So then he's qualified as a Barfani.
Again, that means there is some desire for qualification. If you really are desirous of nothing, you will just be nothing somewhere. But that desire cannot be taken away. Thank you very much. There are some humble obeisances.